paid into Medicare for decades. Don't spend retirement limping. The Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. It's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Dimitri Sivery, chief meteorologist at WGN-TV, joins us every Tuesday at this time. It is brought to you by PermaSeal Basement Systems. Did you like that intro?
Oh, I'm old enough to have seen him live. And it was a good show. I mean, when this song was, I don't mean like now, like at a casino. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, you know, like doing stadiums.
You were with your guys. I'm sorry. I have a feeling it was about a funeral, but you were back home with all your guys. I would imagine those might have been some of the people that were with you at that show.
Yes. Yes. Got home, you know, lost a friend, college roommate, and went home. Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. Just weather-wise, quite honestly, every time I go home, there's this cloud that comes over Cleveland. Like, almost when you pull into the city limits, there's this cloud and the snow starts, and it never stops. I grew up until I was like 11 or 12 thinking, every day in the winter is cloudy with snow. And now I realize that it's literally just over my head.
So, Demetrius, I'm sorry that you lost a friend. Now, I remember in the past we've talked about Travis Kelce. Did you go to school in Cleveland Heights, or is there a connection
there? Yeah, we went to the same high school. There's no, I don't know, he's like 28, right? we went to the same high school. So it's, I have heard nothing but really good things about him, his mom especially too, his brother. They were all very, I think they're all very good guys, you know. And you know, if you went to the same high school, you'll hear the rumors, you know.
Oh yeah.
I really like him. I don't want the Chiefs to win, but I'd love for him to get another one.
Didn't go to St. Ignatius at Cleveland Heights, did you?
Oh my goodness, don't say that. Don't say that.
Because I know a bunch of those boys.
Oh yeah, I bet you do. They all went to Notre Dame, I'm sure.
Yeah, Marquette, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and Marquette too. I mean, they kind of have that. Yeah, no, St. Ignatius, I would compare to Loyola. We played them every year. It wasn't fair. You know, if we were winning, they would change their offense and defensive line every play. And we were going both ways.
Wow.
And it's like, here comes a new set of guys with clean uniforms on second down. And you're like, okay.
And they've just painted their helmets.
Yeah, like how do you guys keep bringing all these big guys in with clean uniforms in the third quarter?
So, Demetrius, apparently, you know, it was Super Bowl media night, so people were asking Travis a bunch of questions, and it came up that he is now co-owner of an Ohio brewed garage beer. Mm. Have you ever heard of that?
It's called... No, it's not.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's what it's called.
I've never heard of it. I thought about doing that myself, but I think it really makes your house really stinky. Right?
It's not
something you can do just kind of like in the office or something like that. Like, you need space.
He also said that one of your hometown guys, Coomer Ferguson, is his chef now, and that's what's keeping him young and healthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you might want to look into that too.
You know, if everyone's looking at Taylor Swift, those are all Cleveland Heights guys that are they're standing around her. So, you know, they're serious. He's bringing the posse, you know? I mean, if you look at them, they're, you know, they have Cleveland Heights necklaces. This is what I do when I watch football, especially with my daughters. I'm like, hey, a bunch of Cleveland.
Hey, look at that. That's where your dad went to school. Yeah. All right, we're going to talk about that ice storm. It looks
ice
baby. Everybody's getting a bit of it. That's next. So how much of the nation is getting hit with ice, Demetrius?
You know, a lot of the nation. It's rare that I use this as a headline, but this is a dangerous storm. Not necessarily for us. But it is going to be a storm that will probably have some folks, especially east of us, without power, especially as you get right up into portions of the Appalachians, Ohio, Cleveland, as a matter of fact. Those areas are going to be looking at some serious ice accumulation. Downstate, same deal. For us, it's going to be more between just a small glaze and maybe about a tenth of an inch, maybe somewhere south of I-57, southeast of 57. We could get a little bit more. Probably not going to be bringing down power lines or anything like that, but Wednesday evening to Thursday, it will be icy.
Mm. I mean, that's just wicked. That causes you know, power lines to drop and trees to drop, and there's literally nothing you can do. You can't even stand up straight when you're walking on ice.
Right. And ice is one of those things, you know, freezing rain is always such a small thing. It's usually just basically drizzle. But it's one of those things that causes so many accidents and so many problems. People kind of, you know, if you got a four-wheel drive, it'll get you moving. It just won't get you stopped, you know, and people don't get that, you know, just because you pay for the high suspension package doesn't mean that you can do 70, you know, on an icy road. So it's one of those things where we always try to, you know, really stay ahead of it there. You know, I don't think we're going to be stuck in our homes. I don't think a lot of us, and maybe none of us, lose power. I don't think it's going to be that. I do think, though, that it will be quite slick, and there will be some slip and falls in the city, and there will be some accidents on those roads.
And, of course, that impacts travel. If you're flying to the Super Bowl, you're flying anywhere, when one hub gets shut down because of ice or delay in icing planes, it's a ripple effect.
Yes. If you're flying to the Super Bowl, my sympathy level is this low. But you're right, though. It is going to – the good news is that it's more kind of, you know, going to be the St. Louis towards, you know, D.C. and those areas, not so much, you know – not so much New York City, you know, those major hubs that you would have to go through. But again, airlines, ice is the most, they can't fly. They can't fly when there's ice, you know. So it is going to be a problem, I think, as you mentioned, across the country. There is that ripple effect where, you know, a plane that's flying into Pittsburgh is not going to be able to leave to come here. And then, you know, those flights get messed up. Yeah.
So the only part of Illinois that might be affected again is what part?
We're all going to be under this winter weather advisory. I was just saying it's going to be worse, I think, downstate, down, you know, certainly past I-80 is where we're going to get some of the heavier, thicker ice. Still think close to a tenth of an inch, but as you travel a little bit more south where you're talking Champaign and those areas, I think that's where we're really going to see a lot of those videos and those pictures of trees and power lines and things like that coming down. So downstate will be hit worse.
This winter's been unusual. Like, that's sort of been typical, right? The heavier snow's been downstate, not around Chicago or up by the Wisconsin border.
Yeah, I'm downstate. Oh, well, when you look, St. Louis, more snow than we have. New Orleans, more snow than we have, you know? So people have asked me why, and it's just luck. I mean, you know, the storms have missed us left or right. That rain that we got last Friday would have been an epic snowstorm. It would have been almost 17 inches of snow, but it was too warm. It was rain. So we have just been lucky. We have not been lucky for most Februaries of the last, and I never can say this right on air, of the top 20 snowiest months of February, 8 of them occurred in the last 20 years.
Oh.
That's okay. Hard to say.
But I get it. I mean, that's a pretty good chance that we're going to see a wallop before the end of the month.
Exactly. Exactly. Basically saying, you know, of the snowiest ones, almost, you know, half of them have been in the last, since 2005. So,
you know, feed it into AI, it'll spit something out for you.
I don't know how you do AI. What is, like, do you just go to AI.com or something? I don't
go to ChatGPT and you put it in and it'll spit it out for you in a myriad of ways.
Can you put your own name in there? Well, I wonder
you
what it'll
put anybody's name. Put Steve Bertrand's name in
I'm
there.
I'm going to put in Bertrand and see what it says. You know, chat.
I'm going to put in what's the weather going to be.
I'm gonna put your name in and see what it says. I've never seen this. Is it like a search engine or okay?
Well, yeah,
oh wow,
you know,
this is just hard. This is,
yeah. Hey, so is that true? What you just said? New Orleans has had more snow than we have
going into it. They've had one day, but yeah. Right around we're basically even. You know, so you know that's isn't that something? New Orleans, St. Louis, by far. I mean, you're talking areas south of us that have had much more snow than what we had. So. Oh, they couldn't clarify you, Steve Bertrand. Sorry.
Oh, it's a drag.
Is it a business figure or someone else? No. You're not famous yet.
Is it a mole?
So what are we looking at weather-wise for the next couple of days?
Okay, well, tonight it's just going to be, you know, a little bit chilly. No hazards tonight. Tomorrow is when that winter weather advisory goes into effect. It's during the afternoon. We will see icing for the rush hour commute tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon and evening, so keep that in mind. Just some flurries and a little bit of snow going into early Wednesday. Tomorrow's high temperature is going to be in the low 30s. Then into Thursday, we're back in the 40s. So you know, ice is not going to be a problem by Thursday afternoon. Friday, temperatures do drop again with snow likely and maybe freezing rain again this upcoming Saturday.
Oh, okay. All right. We just got a text. Several hundred corn and soybean farmers are headed to Wisconsin Dells for a two-day meeting starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. What? That's what they said because
Snow.
They might be impacted by that little bit of ice that will certainly delay their journey.
Up north, probably not so much the ice. Up north, it's, you know, headed that way, it's going to be the snow. I think, you know, they're looking at certainly seeing some snow accumulation up, you know, Wisconsin Dells. Wow, that must be really nice this time of the year. But they are looking at some snow that's going to come their way. Probably just a few inches, and it's probably going to be north of Milwaukee. So just, you know, a little bit extra, a little bit of slower drive.
And all the people that are going to the Hawks game on Wednesday night, there's a late game start at 8:30. They're like, hey, will traffic be affected? Yep,
yes,
probably so.
Yes. Yeah. Well, one thing is, and that's good. To me, I love, if you're talking about ice, I love for just gridlock because that just keeps the, you know,
people from crashing into each other.
Yeah, that keeps some people who just go too fast or in too much of a hurry, that keeps them at bay. So,
take
yeah.
the train.
Yeah, it will take the train and wear the lug-soled shoes.
Absolutely. All right. Have a great day, Demetrius.
You too.